Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million-dollar Sports Bar Lounge Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is the one, the only, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking Guinness Book, folks, 40 years on the radio. Straight up, what does that mean? My name is Pedro Fernandez, and this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, I am your host. I'm also a four-time Golden Glove champion, award-winning boxing writer, so I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? I don't know everything. And guess what? Now, boxing is being taken over by Netflix. Netflix and Dana White. Is that good? Let's talk about that. Netflix, of course, that'd be sort of cut the price on the pay-per-views. Of course, I don't know if Dana wants to do that, because eventually Dana wants to hook everybody up on pay-per-view. That's what he's done with the world of the UFC and MMA. But I can't knock him. I can't kick him in the teeth like I want to, because in the last few weeks, he's drawn 18,000 people. I think he drew 17,000 one night, 18,000 another night. I mean, all like within 10 days, he drew like three big crowds. I kid you not. Of course, boxing doesn't equal those type of crowds. Why? Because of the fact that boxing is not promoted correctly. Of course, too many renegade promoters, things like that, and they won't work together. Back in the days when there was two main promoters, Don King, the world's greatest promoter, the king of NAP, call him what you want. But the bottom line is, then you had Bob Arum, of course, the guy that said to me one time, he said, yesterday I was lying, but today I'm telling the truth. The bottom line is, when those two guys went at it, of course, they were promotional tyrants and opponents and that kind of good stuff, but they came together to make money. They knew to come together and make big money, of course, but, you know, that isn't the way it's done nowadays. Everybody's doing their own thing. Of course, Oscar De La Hoya has got his Golden Boy Promotions, and of course, he's hooked up a contract with The Zone, of course, and, you know, the guy, I'm not a big fan on, Eddie Hearn, I'm not a big fan of. I'm just not. A guy blew over $1 billion. How do you blow $1 billion and still stay in business? I have no idea, but he did that with his own. Anyway, Barry Hearn has broke out his schedule for the fall. Of course, Golden Boy's talking about a new schedule as well. Of course, Oscar De La Hoya talking about Virgil Ortiz, maybe pound for pound one of the better fighters in all of boxing. Of course, that was before he sort of got, he had those blood issues. Remember, like, people thought he was like taking roids, and people thought he was cutting. Anyway, bottom line is, he couldn't make it at 147 anymore. He made it 154. Of course, he is the reigning, uncrowned junior middleweight champion of the world. Straight up, lots of ring talk today on Sports Byline. 2 hours. The impeccable one is in the house, and he's shaking his head over there telling me, get out of here. We got about 15 seconds. We got about 15 seconds for the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
There are low prices, and then there are Kohl's lowest prices of the season. I got myself a comfy tee for just $4.99 and a stylish dress for 50% off. Then I found my husband a pair of shorts for under $17. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. Yup, it doesn't get better than Kohl's lowest prices of the season. So go check them out before it's too late. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offers end May 18th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the Honey Buddy Chicken Biscuit. For just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
In my humble estimation, I think when you develop the judgment that when you decided that kid's had enough that day, then stop it. And I guess my final comment about that would be the great Arthur McCanty Sr. stopped a fight one time, and the kid looked at him, and, you know, these fighters are professional athletes. They stop. I mean, they get hurt. They're absolutely helpless. You stop and hold them for a couple of seconds. They recover like that. And the next thing you know, they're looking at you going, geez, I want to fight some more, because that's their nature. They're warriors. And this kid looked at Arthur McCanty and said, come on, ref, let me go back. I got some more. And Arthur McCanty said the perfect statement when he said, I know you do, son, but not tonight.
Wow, referee Pat Russell, San Diego base, talking about, of course, the great Arthur McCanty, one of my mentors. Arthur was a great guy. Arthur sort of turned me on to pull-ups. People say to me, you know, you look really cut. Bottom line is I do a lot of pull-ups. But Arthur turned me on to pull-ups. He said, put a pull-up bar between your kitchen. He said, put it in the bathroom. So I forget where he had it in the kitchen, I think, of his house. So if you wanted a snack or you wanted to go to the refrigerator, you had to go by and do a few pull-ups in Arthur McCanty's house. So I sort of got that into my little mantra. And, of course, I try to do that now and then. But the bottom line is we got a big pull-up bar here at the Sports Byline Studios, and that's what I use the most. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we are a couple of weeks away, of course, from the our fortnight away from, of course, in the past, the Manny Pacquiao and that horrible fight with Mario Barrios. Of course, Mario Barrios, the entire 147-pound weight class is just like a piece of work. And when I say work on the show, you know what I mean, spit with an H. Bottom line is it just is. Nobody at 147 is worth a damn, I think. 154, of course, the future is supposed to be Xander Saez. I don't know. He beat Jorge Garcia Perez last week, of course. The scores were pretty wide, but the bottom line was 116, 112, 8 to 4 in rounds, and then 118, 110, 10-2 in rounds, and the other judge started 11-1 in rounds. I thought it was a lot closer than that, but this guy's not the real deal. I mean, I'm not saying he doesn't look Puerto Rican. Oh, I'm just kidding. But the bottom line is, you know, he just doesn't. There's something missing here. There's something missing as far as all the ingredients, put it all in the soup and make the soup taste good. His soup just doesn't quite taste good yet. And why do I say that? He seems to lack punching power. He doesn't seem to want to go for the kill. Of course, he's now the WBO champion. Of course, he beat Perez. Perez came in at 33-3, and of course, he was a live underdog, but I thought he won a few more rounds than they gave him credit for. Of course, at 154, I've talked about this before, I think that they ought to hook up with Virgil Ortiz. I think Virgil Ortiz blows Xander Zayas out of the water. I mean, he ain't even close. Mexican-American versus Puerto Rican, that's going to roll. You know that about that, of course. That's what they're trying to put together now, racial wars. Are we ready with Tommy D yet? Tommy D's ready. Sir Thomas Dillamuth coming to us from the Bronx, sir, and how are you today?
What's going on, Pedro? How's everything?
Everything's good. Got lots of questions for you, Holmes. You ready to rock?
Lots of questions. Is this a test?
Yeah, just it's about. You know, just about. It's a job application, son. Just look at it that way. Okay.
Okay.
First of all, let's mention the fact that trainer Tommy Brooks passed away this week. I wanted to give him props. He was a pretty good guy to be around, and he got prostate cancer a long, long time. I think it was hidden, but rumor was he had prostate cancer about 15 or 20 years ago, and he prevailed. So he was around for a long time, but he passed away this week. That dude could train some fighters, man.
Yeah, Tommy Brooks was a legend. He was with some of the best fighters, you know, in the world. A lot of Hall of Fame fighters as well. You know, Mike Tyson, I think he worked with Mike Tyson a little bit, but he worked with Evander, right?
Yeah, he worked with
you
a
know
lot
Mike
of
McCallum.
Okay, time to time, all right. Time to all right. We've only been on the show 2 minutes. Time to put you on the spot. Okay, last week Emiliano Vargas stole the show as far as the Garden card was concerned. Of course, he was a featured fighter. The Open on ESPN Sports Center. Boxing hadn't been on the ESPN Sports Center Open since I can remember, but Emiliano Vargas was there, and yet Shushu Carrington, you know, he won, but he. Talk to me. Why can't Shushu put an exclamation mark on a win?
I thought he fought great last week. I mean, you know, everybody wants to see a stoppage, that's fine, but that guy was tough. That guy took a good punch. I thought Shushu boxed well. I thought Shushu won pretty much every round. It was his first 12-rounder. He went 12. He got the rounds in. He looked good. He didn't look tired. He looked well-conditioned. I mean, I don't know what else to say, you know, negative about Shushu except that he didn't get the guy out of there.
Well,
you know,
here's what's up. He hit the guy at will. I mean, let's be honest. He could hit the guy at will. He should have got the guy that he should have just kept going until something happened. You hear what I'm saying? And he wasn't content. He didn't want to do that. He was just content to throw pot shots and move and this and that. Listen, he didn't excite anybody last week, bro. I mean, you guys are as insiders in New York and this and that, and I know you guys are rabid Shushu fans. But the bottom line is, the boxing landscape wasn't all that impressed with him. They just weren't. I mean, I talked to the Mexicans this week. Of course, they're the biggest fight critics here in the San Francisco Bay Area, but they weren't impressed with Shushu at all.
Well, I just don't see why. I mean, the guy, he was trying to get the guy out of there. He was trying to hurt the guy. The guy took his best shot. And when he saw that the guy was taking his best shot, he went to boxing and, you know, the quote-unquote pop shots here and there. But I thought he looked good. I mean, we're not going to know until he gets one of those champions in the ring. And none of those champions want to get in the ring with Shushu, you know? So they must be seeing the same thing maybe I'm seeing because I thought he looked good.
Good point.
And they don't want to fight him. Nick Ball don't want to fight him. Espinoza don't want to fight him. Fulton doesn't want to make up his mind what he wants to do. So, I mean, they must be seeing what I'm seeing and maybe what you're not seeing because they don't want to get in the ring with him.
Okay, let's talk about the 126-pounders right now. Of course, 126 pounds is probably waiting for the monster and the Illinois to move up. But right now, according to BoxRec.com, it's Rafael Espinoza at 27 and zip from Mexico. Nick Ball, our hero. Too bad Nick couldn't punch a little bit more. He's 28 years old, 22 and zip. Of course, had that controversial draw with Vargas down there in Mexico in a WBC title fight, which really stunk really bad. But now he's the WBA champion, so he went from one bandit to another. Stephen Fulton, 23-1, the aforementioned Stephen Fulton. Luis Neri still in the picture, 36-2. Brandon Figueroa, 26-2. Angelo Leo, Bruce Carrington, 16-0. He's only got 16 fights. Maybe I'm getting on a little bit too much. David Picasso, Omar Kande Trinidad, and Robele Ramirez round out the top 10. Not a whole lot of killers there, but you know, in a year from now,
I disagree.
Talk to me about the killers. How many killers are there?
Maybe. I think you got some big punches in that division. I think Omar Trinidad is one of them.
Okay.
He's a real tough guy from your area. I think he's from the LA area, actually.
Yeah.
He can punch. You know, Robisi got some skills. Remember, Robisi should have had Espinoza out of there in the first fight. and he let him off the hook. He had him down in the sixth round. He was ready to go, and credit to Espinoza, came back and, you know, dropped him in the last round, eventually winning the title, and then, you know, made Robeci quit in the second fight. So I think Robeci is still a player in that division just because, you know, he almost had the top guy out of there. You know, right? Who's another guy you mentioned? Angelo Leo is still a tough guy. He can punch. You know, he's had, I think he had knockout of the year last year. So, I mean, the division stack, I got a guy that I like, you know, that my friend manages from the Dominican Republic, Jan Santana. That's another good fighter at 126. So 126 is pretty good.
I can't believe, you know, I can't believe you had the audacity to bring up the Dominican Republic. I can't believe that.
Oh, okay,
folks, I've got to break the news now. And then I think we'll go to an early station break, but this is a shocker. Okay. Let me tell you, Socrates Palmer, an American native, okay, was exiled to the Dominican Republic this past weekend. Of course, it was after he got into a beef with Tommy D, and Tommy D's laughing right now. But ICE came to the house and grabbed Sock, him and the family, put him on a boat. Not a boat, take them back, put them on a plane. They're in the Dominican Republic till the 5th. Sock doesn't know whether he's coming back or not, but the bottom line is, Sock's, Tommy D, did you really?
Listen, you know, he said some things I didn't like, man. You know, that's how it goes. It was a low blow. But I've been pulling some strings. You know, I've been talking to some people, and I think he is going to be back on the 5th.
Okay. So, Espinoza, 27-0 with 23 knockouts. He's like 6 feet tall, 126 pounds. How does somebody beat a guy? She's sort of like Fundora at 165, at 156, 154. He's going to be really hard to beat.
He is going to be really hard to beat. I mean, especially with the winning streak he's got now, he's gained confidence. That's why, you know, when you got a guy down and out, you got to take him out, and you can't give this guy any type of confidence. And he's got all the confidence in the world, except for the fact that he won't give Shushu an opportunity. So let's see if he gives Shushu an opportunity, and let's see how that fight goes down. But that guy,
he does not look like a featherweight. Let me ask you this. What does Shushu bring to the dance? I mean, can he fill an arena? Right now, if you were Espinoza and you were looking for an opponent, I mean, what does Shushu bring to the dance besides being fast and a threat? I mean, you know what I'm saying? That from Espinoza's point of view, I think you got to build a fight like that. I think that guys are getting title fights way too soon, Tommy D. They just are. I mean, this guy's only got like 14. Go on. I'm sorry.
He's got 16 fights, but remember, COVID kind of had his career stuck back because he was supposed to fight in the Olympics, and because of COVID canceled Olympics. That's why eventually he turned pro. So COVID, you know, he lost. You got to say he lost give or take a year of his career. I mean, he would have been. You know, maybe fighting for a title, maybe a year ago at the very least, you know, so 16 fights, he's 20, I believe he's close to 28 years old, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, he's been around, let's put it that way, you know, so I think if they do make this fight, I think it's probably best they do it on the East Coast if they want to sell tickets, because I think Shushu will get a lot of people to come to his fight, or they can do it in Vegas. I think Espinoza's been fighting in Vegas, and Shushu, he now lives in Vegas as well. So
I know, but you really think the Shushu's a draw? I mean, they were in a little building last week.
They were, and he was the co-main event. I mean, I don't know, maybe not a main event to a big pay-per-view, maybe a co-main event. You know, those featherweights, I think, you know, those lower weights, they don't get as much credit as the bigger weights. So, you know,
okay,
maybe put them on a big card or something like that.
Let's roll to a break, the impeccable one. Of course, I beat Tommy D up a little bit here, but let's roll to a break. He is one. Hey, the Sunday Shot Caller, of course, he called ICE on Socrates Palmer. Imagine that, calling ICE straight up. This is Ring Talk.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's the thing. There's so much stuff to worry about. You know, the more you know, the more you don't know. And you know, like a lot of people be telling me, Dave, you know, you just got to relax. The racism thing be bugging you too much. Have you ever had something happen that was so racist that you didn't even get mad? You were just like, God damn, that was racist. I mean, it was so blatant, you were just like, wow. Like, almost like it didn't even happen to you. It was like a f***ing movie. That was like you was watching Mississippi Burning. Wow. That happened to me. I was in Mississippi. I was in Mississippi doing a show, and I go to the restaurant to order some food, and I say to the guy, I say, I would like to have, and before I even finish my sentence, he says, the chicken! I could not believe it. Could not believe that. This man was absolutely right. I said, how did he know that I was going to get some chicken? I asked him, I said, how you know that? How did you know I was going to get some chicken? He looked at me like I was crazy. Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. Now, everybody knew as soon as you walked through the goddamn door, you're going to get some chicken. It is no secret down here that blacks and chickens are quite fond of one another. Then I finally understood what he was saying, and I got upset. I wasn't even mad. I was just upset. I wasn't ready to hear that. All these years, I thought I liked chicken because it was delicious. Turns out I'm genetically predisposed to liking chicken. I said, it's whack. I got no say in the matter.
Couple laughs with Dave Chappelle before he went corporate. Of course, I saw him a couple years ago. He brought Elon Musk up on stage here in San Francisco, man. We booed him. They're still booing his ass. I kid you not. Dave Chappelle did. That didn't go over too well here. Of course, then he came back and he capped on the city. Listen, Dave, just stay away, man. We don't need you anymore. In fact, I think you're just like a footnote in comedy history. You're not happening anymore. You're not a good, you know, you're not the guy. And straight up, at one point in time, you were, but not anymore. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, on the line from the Bronx, the Sunday Shot call himself, Sir Thomas Dillamuth, of course. The man that's got the direct line to ICE. Bottom line is, Joseph Parker, looks like December 31st, somebody's trying to throw these odds up here. Looks like Joseph Parker and Oleg Usyk going at it, and potentially and Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury, and then another fight with Joseph Parker and David Adelaide. Again, evidently, a lot of these fights are putting together. Moses Itama, he's going to fight in a couple of weeks. Am I wrong to get high on him, or am I pushing the cart too quick?
I think we just got to go slow with these guys, especially coming out of the UK. And it's nothing against the UK, you know, fighters, but the heavyweights, they seem to get, you know, get the heavyweight
exposed.
Hype and then get exposed. Like the Juggernaut was one of the guys that they were pushing real fast, and he got exposed.
There was one guy that was 6'6". And I can't remember his name, but he was like the European champion. I was close to Europe. I think he lost a European title. That's when he couldn't fight. But the bottom line is, I thought he was going to be the future. I mean, this guy could fight. He looked like he really looked like he had some abilities until he got hit on the chin.
How long ago was that? I wonder if we're thinking of the same guy. He was being brought up the same time, I think, as Tyson Fury got brought up.
Yeah, that was him. But he maybe just a little bit premature to Tyson Fury. But the bottom line is he never went anywhere. Last night, Oscar Duarte was a winner, of course, hammering out a 12-round majority knot over Kenneth Sims. I couldn't believe that was a majority knot. Did you watch that fight? I thought the other guy won. I mean, I thought that Duarte won going away, let alone one fight, one judge had it even. Was that David Sutherland?
You know what? I don't know the judge. That fight was a little bit of a snoozer, if you ask me. But I thought Duarte won the fight going away. I thought Sims did some good stuff in the middle of the rounds, but he really has no pop. I think if Sims had some power, it might have been a different fight. But you know, he couldn't really stop Duarte from pressuring him, you know, throughout the fight.
Okay, I'll ask you the question I ask a lot of people. When a boxer can't punch, it's the equivalent of going to a gunfight with a knife, correct?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. How do you prevail?
I think you got to box. You have to pretty much outpoint the guy. You have to set traps, make, you know, look good, you know, for 12 rounds. You know, make it look like that you're beating the guy, you know, you're beating the guy convincingly, even though you're not hurting the guy, you know, maybe make him look a little silly, you know. That's it. I mean, you had a lot of fighters done that throughout their careers.
Okay.
You know, they just had no punching power. Paulie Malignaggi, I mean, he was pretty good, a pretty decent boxer, you know, but he just didn't have any punching power. And you know,
he had bad hands. And so did Joe Calzaghe. Yeah. You know what? Pat Lawler fought Roberto Duran a couple of times, and he got his face broken by Duran the second time. But he fought Benitez. I mean, he beat Rene Arredondo. He told me the hardest he ever been hit in his life was by Joe Calzaghe. Joe was about 12-0, really a green fighter at that point in time. We went across the pond to fight him, I think, in Wales. But the bottom line is, Joe could really punch until he hurt his hands, and then he, like, developed a new style.
Yeah, and then he just went strictly to boxing. I mean, he beat Jeff Lacy to, you know.
Oh man! Hey, listen, Jeff Lacy should have been arrested by the English police right then and there for domestic violence. I mean, that was a beatdown of major proportions. And here's what's up: most of the experts picked Lacy to win.
Yeah, a lot of people thought Lacy was going to go in there and win. I think that fight was overseas as well.
Yeah,
and he got washed.
He got washed. Okay, that wasn't even close. All right. Hulk Hogan, Terry Bollea died recently, of course, and he was 71 years old, died. He had leukemia and heart failure. They wanted to get a heart transplant, but he wasn't a candidate this and that. But, you know, of course, that was back in 1992 when he and I went back and forth, of course, at that. Was it 92 or 91? Bottom line was the Alex Stewart fight. It might have even been in the 80s. But the bottom line is we went back and forth at a press conference. Of course, he admitted to taking steroids, or the testimony had come out that week that he had taken steroids. And, of course, I chased him around a press conference, and the last thing I said to his ass, I'll I'll never forget this. I said, you're 300 pounds and you need a 110-pound chick, this PR lady from Top Rank, to protect you. You should be ashamed. Bottom line is Hulk Hogan passed away, of course, and at 71 years old. But here's a question I have for Tommy D. He became a Scientologist 2 years. He got married and recently was baptized into Scientology. Here we go, Scientology. Is it even a real? Is it a religion? I don't know what it is. But the bottom line is, he's a Scientologist. His wife is like one of the major Scientologists in the entire world, like one of the big guys, one of the heavyweights, like the heavyweight champion female of Scientology. Now, they cremated him within 48 hours of his death. I mean, don't you think Hulk Hogan's the type of guy that wanted to have a shrine built for him and wanted to have people come to his body like they do Elvis Presley at Graceland? You know, people, thousands of people weekly, people flock in the millions now to Graceland. I think they were shocked. They would flock in the millions to Hulk Hogan's gravesite too, but now there isn't going to be a gravesite. So what I'm trying to tell you is, does that smell a little bit?
You know, I didn't know this until now. That's interesting. I would have never thought that. And it doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound like Hogan. That's what Hogan would have wanted.
I mean, he had the biggest ego in the universe.
Yes, the biggest. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm sure he would have wanted some type of, you know, like you said, a shrine. I mean, I'm very shocked. I didn't know that they'd cremated within 48 hours.
Yeah, well, his wife, I can't remember, think of what her name is, Brooke or something. Like, bottom line is, yeah, she had him turned into like bones. You know, and wow. I'm not saying he didn't die naturally. I'm just trying to see, you know, I mean, from sickness, obviously that was the result. But the bottom line is, they didn't even do an autopsy.
No, yeah, I don't. That's kind of suspicious.
That's a little shady, you know. And of course, the wife's going to take over everything. More power to her. But the Scientology people, man, there's some. Am I going to get in trouble for this? Impeccable one. There's some weirdos. He's shaking his head up and down. I don't know if he means I'm going to get in trouble for this or if I'm right. But the bottom line is, that's some weird stuff, man. I've been around a lot of weird religions in my life. I'm an old man, but that's some weird stuff there. Tom Cruise and those guys. Anyway, who in the hell would follow Tom Cruise off anything but a bridge? Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We return with Sir Thomas Dillamuth, the Sunday Shot Caller, and the guy that's got the secret line to ice. Right after this.
Diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Thank you, Pedro. You going to run tomorrow?
How are we running? You going to run tomorrow morning?
Yeah, 5:30.
Sunday. I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe. Right. Okay.
Am I running tomorrow morning? Yes, I am. Got myself down to 153.5 pounds. Of course, at one point in time, about 10 years ago, when I was drinking and eating junk food and all that kind of good stuff and hanging out with loose women, according to my aunt, get this, Tommy D, one night I went to a concert and the drummer of Tower of Power says to me, you know what, you're a fat mother ducker. And I said to him, huh? What are you talking about? I had a few drinks. I know what you're talking about. Anyway, I had a few drinks. And he said, yeah, you're a fat guy. What happened? Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, jumped all over me, jumped on me. So I went home the next day and I said to my aunt, so looking in the mirror, I said, you know, Auntie Julie, David Garibaldi said to me last night, I'm a fat guy, blah, blah. He called me all kinds of names. And he dogged me in front of the rest of the entire Tower of Power band. And she goes, well, Pete, you don't run anymore. And that was sort of like the telltale sign. Then she said, Tommy D, and you drink now. And she goes, and wait, she wasn't done. And she goes, and you hang around with some sleazy, and she didn't use the word sleazy, but she was like, you hang around with some trashy women. I said, good Lord. She just read me the right act. She, my aunt laid me out right then and there. And of course, that straightened me out on the booze. I've lost 50 pounds since that day when she read me the riot act, but it was sort of cool. I was looking in the mirror. I was saying to myself, yeah, I couldn't be that. And yeah, I was 50 pounds heavier than I am. That's a lot of weight. Anyway, question for Tommy D, the Sunday shot caller coming in from Frank, 1961, the house historian. According to BoxRec.com, Bruce Carrington is, quote, suspended by the New York State Athletic Commission indefinitely. Why?
Yeah, I don't say. I think by default they have to wait like what, a month or a few weeks or something before they can even engage or get into another fight. I think that's just a rule. But yeah, I don't understand that. But we see that in a lot of fighters. Like any of the fighters that fought last night, it should probably show the same thing.
All right. I think I drilled you on this last week. I'm gonna ask you again. Clarissa Shields and Lonnie Daniels hooked it up. Of course, that went the route. And, of course, they had the MSG card and this and that. You know, women's boxing had an opportunity the last couple of weeks to jump out and grab some attention. And I don't think that the last couple of weeks, what's went down on television has been is positive for the sport. Well, I'm trying to positive for women's boxing. In other words, I don't think there's anybody that sat down and watched either of those fight cards and said, you know what, I want to see this again.
No, I think it's a fair point, but I don't think it brought anything negative to it as far as, you know, the women getting a spotlight, especially in the all women's card. A lot of those women that were on the card, even if they didn't fight in the Netflix portion, they fought on the, I guess they showed the other four fights on YouTube. Mm-hmm. They got a lot of exposure throughout the week.
Cool.
Especially here in New York. And I think that's a big plus for them, you know, where they got to engage with fans and, you know, get fans' attention on them, you know. So yeah, the main event, the co-main event, was pretty underwhelming. I thought the other fights were pretty good though. I thought they were pretty entertaining as well. I know we didn't see knockouts or maybe knockdowns like we would like to see in boxing events, but
72 rounds of boxing and there was one knockdown. 72 rounds. That's a long. Good Lord! Thank God there were 2 minute rounds.
Jesus.
No, I'm from an entertainment point of view, man. You don't say Jesus. That's the truth.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what you like. And I mean, if people like knockdowns and knockouts, then you know what? Then maybe it's
all right. So if people like pillow fights, they should watch women's boxing.
If they like to see competition, athleticism, skills, then yes. I don't see why you wouldn't watch it.
What about leverage? What about punching? What about leverage and punching power? I mean, these girls, I think the girls are being dealt a bad hand. I really don't. Go on.
I respectfully disagree because you see punching power and, you know, you'll see on the reaction of the women's fighters as well. You see it. I mean, you're just not getting the knockouts that, you know, a lot of people would like to see.
72 rounds. There were two standing eight counts in 72 rounds. You can't defend that. That doesn't sound like exciting professional boxing to me. I mean, you know, if I want to watch a whole lot of women's spar with big gloves on, I don't know. I think that women's MMA is much more entertaining than women's boxing.
That's fair. I think that's fair. I think now with the exposure of these women fighters, I think you're going to see, you know, a new class, and you're going to see more competitive fights. You're going to see the top girls fight the top girls. You know, before this, you were seeing, like, the top girls fight nobodies, you know, because there's not many women fighters out there. So I think what MVP is doing is they're trying to get, you know, the best women fighters and match them up with each other. I mean, look, one fighter that I really enjoy watching, and I thought she was phenomenal, was Ellie Scottney. Okay. You know, I believe she's from Australia. If not the UK, I believe Australia. She was phenomenal in a fight. The
good
way
skills.
She set up her punches,
great skills, no doubt about
skills.
That.
I was very entertained by that fight, you know? So then there was a fight where, even though there wasn't a knockdown, I thought it was very entertaining, which was the fight of the night, Savannah Marshall against Shadeza Green. I thought that was a great fight.
All right, good point there. Okay, question coming in here for Tommy D. Where is it now? Oh, yeah. How did Ric Flair, the king of Cocoa Puffs, outlive Hulk Hogan?
That is the greatest question anyone can ever ask because – I don't know. With all the abuse that Flair has done to his body throughout the years, he survived the plane crash. I mean, right? Remember, he survived the plane crash when he was young.
He snorted. He has snorted enough cocaine to put the Colombian government to keep a cartel rolling.
Yeah. You know, and then you know, it's funny because you know what they used to Hulk Hogan. What do they call Hulk Hogan when in the WWF days? When he first the Vince McMahon era, you know, they called him the immortal Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
You know, and he goes before Flair. So that is the $1 million question.
Okay. You know, well, you know, let's be honest, though. The guy took steroids most of his life. He was taking steroids into his 60s. That can't be good for you. It can't.
No. It's bad, especially I believe it's really bad in the heart.
Yeah, and we have to admit one thing: he was far more performer than he was athlete because he was not a very good wrestler.
No, he was not.
I mean that leg drop was the corniest move in all that finishing move of his was the cheesiest move in all of wrestling. I mean, here it comes! You go, oh, your God, you're gonna do it again, and these guys are laying there like they're dead.
You're 1,000% right. And don't forget the big boot. So what he did the big boot, the leg drop, and maybe a few punches. And that was the repertoire of Hulk Hogan.
That was, you know, what's funny was when the Sheik wrestled him, the Iron Sheik, and the Iron Sheik, of course, was a former amateur wrestler, and he was in the Olympics and that kind of good stuff, and he was a bodyguard to the Shah of Iran. I mean, the guy was the Iron Sheik was a bad, bad dude. So I think Vern Gagne, somebody was going to consider offering him like $50,000 to break Hulk Hogan's leg in that match. Had they done that, we wouldn't have had the Hulk Hogan era.
Yeah, it was to Iron Sheik. He told Iron Sheik to
break his leg.
What you would call it? Break his leg. Yeah.
Yeah.
Iron Sheik didn't do it.
No, let me tell you about the Iron Sheik. One time I was in a room with him. That guy, like, he fills up a room. When I say he fills up a room, he fills up a room, bro. No, I mean, like, whoa, he fills up a room. We were in Atlantic City in a hotel and had a little tiny barroom for an office. But he came in like, he's like, whoa, good Lord. Good performer, good amateur wrestler, good bodyguard for the Sheik. And of course, he didn't break Hulk Hogan's leg. But then again, Hulk Hogan, I mean, he is the single most popular and powerful character in the world of sports entertainment. True?
Yeah, definitely. Number one.
Okay, so who's number two?
I would think it would be Ric Flair.
Ric Flair is just an old drunk. I mean, I saw a match he did a couple years ago. He should have been ashamed for, like, putting on a pair of shorts.
He should have. And, fighting, he was, like, in his 70s or 60s fighting? Yeah.
See, here's what's up. It's not a guy like me. No, a guy that stays active in this kind of stuff. I mean, he's a drunk. I mean, he's a drunk, and he does a lot of blow and this and that. I mean, Ric Flair is, like, a nightmare. They should study Ric Flair when he dies and find out why he stayed alive so long.
We'll see what they'll find.
Okay, possible fight December 31st, New Year's Eve. I don't know where it's going to be, but Pro Boxing Odds got it up. Joseph Parker and Oleg Usyk. Tell me who wins. Oleg Usyk currently a -10 to 1 favorite, and Parker +560.
Yeah, I know Parker's had a good run now. He's been, you know, on a good little winning streak. He's looked good, but I just don't think he's any match for Usyk. So, you know, I like to see Parker win. I like Parker. I think he's a good guy. I think he's he works hard. I think he's a pretty good boxer, I want to say. But Usyk is just on another level.
Okay. Now, so we talked about Moses Itama. We'll get to him in just a second. Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury. Anthony Joshua +200 underdog. Tyson Fury a -270 favorite. Moving on down the line, Moses Adama. They got him with a couple different guys, but they got him here with Daniel Dubois. With Daniel Dubois, he's a -175 underdog. Holy cow! Against Daniel Dubois, that's a bit of a push. They might be pushing this kid a little too fast.
Yeah, well, you know, he's got to get by this guy Dillian White. I mean, he's fighting what. We're talking about Moses Itama, right?
The prospect. Yeah, he's fighting like 2 weeks.
That's not as easy as it looks. I mean, Dillian White is going to come to fight. He's going to feel a little disrespected, you know. And Dillian White can punch, so we haven't seen this guy take a good punch yet. So let's see what happens.
You know what Dillian White's biggest asset is, though? His ability to absorb punishment. He can take it, man. I mean, you lay out a licking, and Dillian White's going to take it.
Yeah, except for when, who did he fight? Fury? I thought that was a joke.
Well, was it a joke or was it arranged?
See, that's the thing. I don't know. I mean, and then Fury pushed him was it a punch and then he pushed him and he fell back and hit his head? Was it one of those? It was something like that. It was weird. It was a weird finish.
Okay. But there's Moses Itama and Dillian White. Of course, is a heavyweight bout going to go down the August 16th. Of course, on the Zone. Of course, come to us from across the pond. My man Nick Ball and Sam Goodman. Nick Ball needs to load up his gloves, or he needs to go fight in Japan.
Yeah, I mean he's a scrappy little fighter, and he's good, and it's good to see him, you know, win the title after.
I understand that, but I'm trying to say, but he can't punch either. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, I don't know. Anyway, September 12th, of course, the end of Canelo Alvarez, probably, in Terrence Crawford. How you going with that, Tommy? I'm going to talk about that in depth in hour number two with Barry on boxing. What do you think?
It's so tough to call. I want to say Crawford, but I think there's weight classes for a reason. So, you know, if Crawford, you know, possessed a real threat, I don't think Canelo would have took the fight.
Oh, that's where you're wrong. That's where you're wrong. I think he was conned into it. I think they pulled a ghetto move. I think we didn't look so good in the last fight. We're willing to take all the weight. We're willing to do this. Listen, I'll give you my firstborn son. Anything you want, Canelo, just give me the fight. And I just don't think it's all for the money. I think he wants to do it because he wants to be on the Mount Rushmore of boxing.
Yeah, but will Canelo get credit for beating Bud?
Canelo's not going to need any credit, bro. He's going to get licked like a stamp.
I would hope so, but he's and gonna, I'm leaning, no, no. like I said, I'm leaning
all
towards
right, all right, all right. So, so are you willing to put some money on that or what?
We could put a soda or two on it.
A soda or two. You know, we don't, listen, all we bet is sodas and sandwiches on this show, folks. We don't bet big money, although sometimes a soda is an alias for a grand. Anyway, but the bottom line, no, the bottom line, hey, you know, I think there's some of these upcoming fights, and I think the possibility of, you know, I mean, Anthony Yardy and David Benavidez and Devin Haney, my man Devin Haney and Brian Norman, this and that. Of course, Jesse Rodriguez is going to be on that card. And, of course, Abdullah Mason. Abdullah Mason, he's – what does he need to do right now? He's a minus 500 favorite against Sam Noakes.
I think Abdullah – I mean, right now I don't think he needs to do anything except win this fight. And I think he's going to win it in spectacular fashion. I think he's going to stop this guy, Noakes. I think he's good. I think he's the next big thing, you know, if he's not the big thing already. I mean, he's great to watch. You know, he says all the right things. He's you know, he comes from a boxing family. His brothers fight, his father trains him, you know, and works with him. I think this kid could be the face of boxing in the future. I really do enjoy watching Abdullah Mason fight, and when he comes to the fights and interacts with people, I mean, he said, like I said, he says all the right things and does all the right things. I mean, he's a great, great kid.
The words of the long-winded Sir Thomas Dillamuth, the Sunday Shot Caller. You have a great week, my man. Hug the wife and the kids.
You got it, Pedro. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah. Bottom line is we don't know if he called ice on Socrates or not. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, Make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I forgot to grill Tommy D on the fact that Keyshawn Davis, of course, he missed weight and missed a fight. They had to refund like 7,000 or 8,000 tickets a few weeks ago. Of course, Top Rank not happy with him. 13-0, now 9 KOs. Of course, he did a bit of an apology. Of course, one of his relatives went and smacked the other guy. That, you know, anyway, bottom line is it was a bad night for Keyshawn Davis, of course, and his entire family. But he's trying to kiss ass and make himself look good. Of course, we're talking hour number two. We'll bring in the British boxing here. That's right. Barry Rabbits will be here. Of course, we'll talk about Rahman Ali. Who is he? He's the brother of Muhammad Ali. He was born Rudy Arnett Clay back in 1943. Of course, he changed his name to Rudolph Valentino Clay. Talk about stones or audacity. I mean, come on, man. Rudolph Valentino Clay, of course. And then after that, he changed his name to Rahman Ali. Of course, one time in Las Vegas, and take that back in Atlantic City, I walked up to one of them with a tape recorder. I said, we're talking to Ernie Shavers. And it turned out, he goes, my name is Rahman Ali. So I just rolled on it, had the producer edit out the beginning of it. He didn't know. Nobody knew. Straight up. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two. We'll hear from Rahman Ali, of course, the late brother of Muhammad Ali, born Rudy Clay. We'll also hear from the in-house king. I'm talking about Barry Rabbits. The British boxing hero will be here. In fact, he should be waiting in front of the building as I speak. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of Sports Byline. This is hour number one of two. Stay tuned after the Sports Byline news for hour number two of Sports Byline's top boxing show. I'm talking about Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Take it away, Bailey Peck.
Sports Shorts, I'm Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's presented by Innovative Wellness of Iowa. Changing lives one day at a time. InnovativeWellness.center. A Tale of Two Cities. Charles Dickens, 1968 novel, yes, but how about in Major League Baseball, A Tale of Two Cities, Boston and New York once again. Keep in mind, the Red Sox, the hottest team going into the All-Star break, picked up right where they left off after the Midsummer Classic. The Red Sox with a baseball brunch, 10:35 Eastern Time, start on Sunday morning and stake to a big early lead against the Astros, looking for a series sweep at Fenway. Meantime, the Yankees have acquiesced to the Mets. The Mets trailing Philadelphia by just a half a game. Meantime, the Yankees are scuttling even more. 13-12 loss Friday, a 2-0 loss, and they're facing the unthinkable, a disaster in Miami against the Marlins. Sports Shorts presented by Innovative Wellness. I'm Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Want more sports content? Well, make sure you're following at Behind the Sports Show on Instagram, and go ahead and go online and visit our website at sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure. This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. The trade deadline in Major League Baseball passed yesterday, and while the buzz should be about who got the most for their stretch run, one of the big topics baseball is facing is gambling. Manuel Clase of the Cleveland Guardians, one of the premier relief pitchers in baseball, was thought to be part of a possible blockbuster trade over the last 48 hours, but instead sits under a spotlight with fellow Guardians pitcher Luis Ortiz. What Clase allegedly did was waste at least two first pitches in a pitch sequence for balls over two games, and an irregular betting pattern on the prop bet involving those pitches raised red flags, as it did for Ortiz. What are prop bets? They are specific bets on single events in a game, just like, will the first play of the Cowboys-Eagles game be a pass or a run? And while the Wild West of sports gambling seems to be as common as a cold beer and a hot dog at a game, many people disagree on whether legalized sports betting is good or bad for sports. The league feels it'll help them police their sports even better than before, and that betting has always been around. It's been sportsbooks who have alerted leagues of past scandals when those irregular betting patterns take place, as they did with the 1994 Arizona State basketball point-shaving scandal. Others argue picking winners and losers is one thing, but prop bets are the biggest threat to the integrity of sports ever. Major League Baseball isn't going to keep two players, one a bona fide star, out for any extended period without good reason, especially as the trade deadline comes and goes and the stretch run approaches. You are innocent until proven guilty, but if you are found guilty of betting, no matter a prop bet or a win-lose wager, you should be banned from sports immediately. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Get this. I've been knocking out bums now for four decades. That's right. 40 years of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. Of course, I'm also a four-time Golden Glove champion and award-winning boxing writer, so I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? I'm not the average boxing. In fact, the average boxing fan now, the big fight's going to be on Netflix. Was that a bit of a twist? Well, of course, the Peacock had boxing for a while, and of course, the Amazon boxing series didn't seem to work out. But the bottom line is, pay-per-view and boxing seem to be over, and now it seems to be going to Netflix for the big fight. So we'll talk about that with my man, the British boxing hero, Barry Rabbits, will be here right beside me in a couple of minutes. Straight up, Ring Talk Live Worldwide has open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, November 22nd, the day that the last bloody coup took place in the United States, 1963, of course, when they whacked out President Kennedy. Abdullah Mason is in one of the co-features. A lot of people are really high on him. Of course, maybe he's the real deal. But the bottom line is, I think the guy that's the really, really real deal is the world WBC light heavyweight title holder right now. I'm talking about David Benavidez. Benavidez is going to take on Britain's Anthony Yard. Yard can fight. He's lost three fights. I think the two fights were title fights. But the bottom line is Benavidez is a pound-for-pound king of boxing. Why do I think that? I'm not alone. Mike Tyson feels that way as well. Of course, he's been ducked by Canelo Alvarez for 3.5 years. And now Dmitry Bivol, of course, when the WBC mandated he fight Benavidez, like within 48 hours of him beating Biterbiv in that last fight, of course, they mandated him to fight this rematch, this mandatory fight. But why did they push him so hard in the mandatory fight, Bivol, when they didn't push Canelo at all for 3.5 years when it came to David Benavidez? You know, different guys, maybe different ethnic groups, maybe the fact that he's not Mexican. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. Of course, the end of it all is coming to an end. The end of the Frito Bandito, September 12th versus Terrence Crawford. Am I right? Straight up, we'll hear from Barry Ravitz after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Lowe's knows how to freshen up your yard, and it all starts with mulch. That's why we're introducing Mulch Week during Spring Fest with Can't Miss Savings. Right now, get 5 bags of Stay Green Premium Color 2-cubic-foot mulch for only $10. Plus, members earn 5 times the points on select mulch purchases all week long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 4/9. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the Honey Buddy Chicken Biscuit. For just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ay, 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 ay.
All right, the Frito Bandito. Of course, this is his last show. I think it's going to end on September the 12th. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez, like 63-2-2. Whole lot of knockout scores. Turned pro at 146 pounds. Taking on Terrence Crawford, 41-0, 31 KOs. Coming to us from the boxing hotbed that is not Omaha, Nebraska. But he has been a lightweight champion, a junior welterweight champion, a welterweight champion, and I believe he held a 154-pound belt. Of course, not looking good in his last fight. And I'm of the opinion he did all this in order to get the fight. Some people say to me, no, he just wants the money. I think that if he beats Canelo Alvarez, that Terrence Crawford ends up on the Mount Rushmore of boxing. Barry Ravitz, I got to ask you about this. How do you think about it? Has Crawford got a shot here?
I think he's got a shot because he's such a great fighter. But, I still fancy Canelo in that one.
And why do you, I mean, why? The size?
Yeah, definitely.
But he ain't that big. He's fat.
He's solid. And Crawford started at 135, so he wasn't a big welterweight, was he? So,
But the other guy started at 146, 145.
Yeah, that's when he was super young. So what was he, 15
or
something?
Both guys were both young.
Yeah, but yeah, Terrence was older, though, wasn't he?
You know what? I'm trying to kick dirt all over Canelo here, and you're not cooperating here. You know, bottom line is he ran from Benavidez for 3.5 years.
He ran
from him. Okay,
I agree, it was a big.
According to Paulie Malignaggi, it's the biggest duck in the history of boxing.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. I can't think of anything else.
And yet he's still respected and highly regarded and those kind of stuff. I don't get that.
And I don't know why he didn't take the fight, because I think he would have had a good shot.
I know why he didn't take the fight.
Years ago. I think he would have had a good shot, for sure.
Early on, not now.
Not now so much, no. But 3-4 years ago, yeah, for sure.
Is Benavidez just another fat guy? I mean, he looks like, have you seen him between fights?
Yeah, he's a big
boy. He looks like a doughboy.
When he was 15, he was a real big boy.
Yeah, he was grotesquely big.
He was big. But he super impressed me against Morel. Because I'm high on Morel, so even after the Khachanov fight, I'm high.
Did Morel knock him down the 11th round?
I thought it was a legit knockout. He wasn't hurt, but I think Morel would have won that.
It was entertaining. I was there that night, February 1st, for this year, T-Mobile Arena. I sat in this billionaire has a boxer, Barry, and I'm not into going to events and sitting in boxes. I'm thinking like watch the fight live, you know what I'm saying? And instead we were in this live box. It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. Rich folks got those boxes for a reason.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. No, I've not been in one myself, so yeah, I'm not rich enough.
All right, anyway, bottom line is, all right, so Canelo Alvarez now, he hasn't fought anybody legitimately since Gennady Golovkin. Is that fair?
No, I don't.
I'm glad you brought that up. Now we're going to have to look up his record here on BoxRec. You know, I said that he hasn't fought anybody since Gennady Golovkin. We'll have to go down his record here, and let me see.
Was Callum Smith before Golovkin?
Let me keep my where is he here? Saul Alvarez. Is he in the pound for pound list anymore?
He's number two.
No wonder. I can't believe. Yeah. He's number two according to the list here.
I don't think he's ever been number two, to be honest with you.
I don't think he's ever been number there. 63-2-2, 39 KOs. Of course, his last fight was against William Skull. And of course, Skull didn't come to perform. He sort of came to ran. I think we'd agree on that, right?
That wasn't a fight.
That wasn't much of a fight. Of course, before that, Edgar Berlanga. Berlanga sort of didn't try too hard to win. You know, I mean, Berlanga was supposedly a big puncher in this and that, and he didn't try too hard. Before that, it was the Mexican guy he bought a car for, Jaime Munguia, was 43-0 with 42 cab drivers. Of course, and he bought him a $143,000 car afterwards. Doesn't that reek?
Canelo bought him a hundred. I didn't know that one.
That reeks of a bribe. Before that, it was Jermell Charlo, the 154-pound guy that moved up. He didn't try to win a round.
See, that's the fight that I'm kind of looking at with Crawford. Charlo's a bigger guy than Crawford. Charlo's good. And I think he got shocked in the first couple of rounds at Canelo's
Before that, the great John Ryder.
Yeah, that was
He retired one fight later.
That was kind of a gimme, wasn't it? Yeah.
Okay, and then before that, Gennady Golovkin. And then the loss to Dmitry Bivol. He hasn't fought anybody since 2022. That's 3 years.
These are all big, young, unbeaten guys he's taken on at the end of his career. So I kind of disagree.
John Ryder?
Not John Ryder so much.
Jermell Charlo?
Charlo is undisputed.
Munguia?
We could have had the same record fighting
those hobos down there in Tijuana. he fought more cab drivers than anybody I know.
Canelo's fought twice as much as Crawford has the last 5 years. Crawford's had five fights in 5.5 years.
That, you know what? Inactivity is an issue with Terrence Crawford. No doubt about that. I mean, but I think that the potential is there. Listen, if they were the same size, you wouldn't have any problem picking Crawford. No,
Crawford would win. Yeah.
All right. So,
but they're not.
Size matters. I know. My famous line is: size matters in two things: pornography and combat sports. And this is combat sports. So, I don't know. Let me put it to you like this: there were guys in the gym that were bigger than me that I kicked the absolute snot out of because I was better than them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that when it came down to skills and this and that, and I was just a little bit better than them. And I think that when it comes down to skills per se, that the boxing skills of the inactive Terrence Crawford are better than that of the active Canelo Alvarez.
Yeah, I would agree. And it's maybe keeping him fresh at the tail end of his career, not fighting too much. But I don't know. Canelo's not easy to hit. And I don't think Crawford's going to hurt him. I don't think he's going
to
hurt him.
I talked about Crawford putting on a bit of a performance in order to get this fight with Canelo Alvarez. I think Canelo might have put on a bit of a performance with Skull. I don't think he really tried too hard to win in that fight.
No.
He's like, this guy's going to make me look bad. So.
And I think Canelo's going to be super motivated for this.
Oh, I think I know.
So,
I think without a doubt he's super motivated, which is sort of cool. We'll see the very best he can put forward at 35 years old, though.
I think he's been cruising the last few years, hasn't he? So I think this is a fight that's kind of ignited something in him.
He's been the Fredo Bandito for the last 3.5 years. Who has he fought since Golovkin?
He's fighting top 10 guys, let's put it that way. I don't know why he skipped Benavidez.
I know why he skipped Benavidez. And, of course, the $143,000 car to Jaime Miguel. I got a problem with it. I mean, here's what's up. Have you ever fought a guy and give him? Have you ever like?
It seems a little strange, doesn't it?
Strange.
Yeah. I didn't know this happened. When did this happen?
Right after the fight.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. What's that all about?
$143,000 car. He could sell that car and buy a house.
In
Mexico.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, straight up.
That seems a little off.
Yeah, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the Canelo Alvarez fight with Mr. Terrence Crawford is going to go down on the 12th of September, and this is going to be on Netflix. Is that opening up boxing to a new market? What do you think, Barry?
I don't know. I mean, to me, it's getting super confusing. I don't even know which fights are on where these days. So it used to be kind of 6 o'clock on a Saturday, HBO, Showtime, ESPN on a Friday.
But that era is over with, man. So, and the era of newspapers is gone. I mean,
Sure. But for me, the fights are all over the place. I don't even know where to watch them these days.
Well, there's DAZN, ESPN. Is ESPN getting out of the boxing business?
I think they are, yeah. And they don't show much these days anyway. So
I thought the Bob Arum cards they put together were pretty good.
Yeah, but they're not on that often, are they? I mean, DAZN has most of the fights these days. So.
Yeah, but the problem with DAZN is, and of course I'm coming to you from a boxing business point of view, is the fact that they're willing to put cards on the air now for free. In other words, they used to pay $100,000 for a show. Now they get shows for free. That's the reason why that promoter Tony Holden tried to put us back together with a Let's Get It On boxing team. Under Mills Lane's name, in honor of Mills Lane, because he can't do it, because he can't get any money. I mean, DAZN's doing cards for free. I mean, you used to be able to get $100,000 out of DAZN. Now it was $50,000. Then the guys say, well, we'll do it for free. So box promoters turn into free hoes.
Yeah. It's all changed, that's for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Pound for pound, where does Benavidez rate on my list? I have him at the top. Mike Tyson thinks he's the best.
I think he's the bottom half at the moment.
Bottom half?
Yeah, I think so.
And who's number one? The Japanese superstar?
I think he has been for years, but I think he's starting to show signs of weakness, and I think Usyk is looking fantastic at heavyweight now. So between those two,
Here's what's up. I watched a picture with Usyk is not that small for a heavyweight anymore. I mean,
he's the same size as Ali.
He's not that small for heavyweight.
But compared to the other guys, he's kind of a little guy, isn't he?
Daniel Dubois, I expected Dubois to go out there. Why didn't Dubois try to go out there and do what he does best, try to hit people? He didn't want to. I mean, he should have won across. He should have had nothing but mayhem on his mind. He should have been throwing punches with bad intentions.
I think the moment Usyk stuck that jab in his face in the first 30 seconds, I think he immediately, realized he was in with somebody. But
if you're going to be thwarted by a jab, the first jab, you got some emotional issues.
After all the talk of causing a mayhem, whatever he said, yeah.
All right, let's go to an early break. You're tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, Bean and Biddy's and Yardie going to go down on the day Kennedy was whacked down there in Dallas, November 22nd, 1963. No, November 22nd, 2025. The end of Anthony Yardie? Quite possibly. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Basically, this is the most outright duck, the biggest, most blatant duck in the history of boxing. You will not find a more blatant duck of a top contender if you search with your microscope through the history of boxing, you will never find a more outright duck than what Canelo has done with David Benavidez.
Pauly Malignaggi, the mouth that roared, of course, former former United States Golden Glove champion out of Brooklyn, New York. He was a good guy to be around, a good personality. I remember when he was boxing early on, he had hand issues. I mean, his hands, they hurt. So that's why he became a boxer, per se, and didn't go for the knockout, per se. Of course, the same with Joe Calzaghe. Joe Calzaghe, I mentioned in Hour Number One, he fought Pat Lawler early on, like he was 11-0 or something like that. Pat Lawler went over to
to Wales to fight him. And Pat told me he'd never been hit that hard in his entire life. And Pat fought Duran a couple of times, and Duran broke bones in his face and that kind of stuff. So yeah. Bottom line is Joe Calzaghe, before he got hurt, before he hurt his hands, he could really hit. Now, the 22nd of November, of course, is a very infamous day in the history of the United States. Of course, that was when the government killed the president. It was no doubt in my mind, man. There's no, absolutely no doubt in my mind. And absolutely, there's a good fight come to us, of course, from Saudi Arabia, meaning you know, the Sheik and all that good stuff. And he's doing what Top Rank. So evidently, the promoters, according to this, are Top Rank. And that's for Devin Haney, Samson Lukowicz, and Warriors Boxing, of course, with Frank Warren, of course, and Queensbury Boxing as well. So all these icons are coming together, the promotional icons are coming together to put together this fight card. Of course, Jesse Rodriguez, Bam Rodriguez, undefeated, 22 and zip, taking on Fernando Daniel Martinez, who comes to us with 18 and zip as well. Of course, the WBC 115-pound, take it back, for the world 115-pound title. Of course, Abdullah Mason, a kid that's very, very high-rated, 19-0, of course, take it on Sam Noakes. Noakes coming to 17 and zip as well. A lot of undefeated guys on this card. Brian Norman, 28-0, taking on Devin Haney. Devin Haney, according to this, it says 32-0 here. 32-0. I sort of remember him going down in one round like four or five times. He looked like an elevator guy, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And bottom line is Devin Haney got saved by the fact that Ryan Garcia might have been taking Flintstone vitamins or something like that. Anyway, the main event, the pound for pound king of boxing, 30 and zip, like 26 KOs. I'm talking about David Benavidez taking on Anthony Yardy. Yardy, of course, comes to us from the UK, 27-3. Without a doubt, a solid talent, but, man, I have a feeling Benavidez is going to roll with him. Let's go with the Rodriguez fight first. Rodriguez, there's nobody to test him at 115. Why is he wasting time there?
I think this is the one guy that will test him, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, I think he's solid. And, it's a tough fight.
Any flaws in Rodriguez?
Not that I see so far, no. I think as long as he doesn't move up through the weight classes too quickly.
Okay, and the other guy, Daniel Martinez, you think he's got a perfect record? You like the way he fights?
Yeah, and he's strong as hell. So, and you keep taking these top fighters on one after the other, you're going to take a loss eventually. But I think Rodriguez should win it, but it's not going to be easy.
You know, and plus, you know, putting on weight, if people laugh at me with 3 pounds, only 4 pounds, but 3 or 4 pounds of those lighter weights, you can see when you stack a 105-pounder next to a 108-pounder, you can see the difference in the bone structure and the muscle mass. You can't. 112-pounder, same thing. I mean, there's 4 pounds, yeah. 4 pounds different. That's why there are weight classes.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see Rodriguez and Nakatani and Inoue stand next to
Nakatani's probably going to be the guy to beat Inoue.
He gets hit too much.
You know what? He'll let it throw. He also throws hard.
He does. He does. He wings it, but he leaves himself wide open.
When's the last time two Japanese fighters been in the top 10 pound for pound ever?
Yeah, no, it's been a while, hasn't it?
So, when's the last time? When was the last top 10?
I don't know if it's ever been the case. So I'm not sure. Yeah.
No, yeah. I can't remember ever.
Japan's flying at the moment. There's a lot of good.
You know, I would like to go over to Japan and see that fight. It's going to be in the Tokyo Dome, without a doubt. Of course, Nakatani and Noah, of course, two undefeated lads. One guy's a WBC 118-pound champion. The other guy's a 122-pound world champion. So we've got something happening here. But here's what's up. Of all the press conferences I've seen of Inoue, and I watch all this, but I watch everything he says, okay?
Yeah.
I never heard him say the word Nakatani in his life.
They were next to each other recently. There is
were
talk.
They?
Yeah, they did actually. Those two are next to each other at a press conference. So I think next year that'll
His
happen.
Mic's working okay? All right, success. You so they were right next to each other.
Yeah.
How they look physically?
I mean, Nakatani's longer than Inoue. Inoue's more solid, isn't he? So, but I think they're a good matchup. But Inoue, I think Rodriguez just tried to fight Nakatani.
You know, I got to give Inoue credit though. He got knocked down. And I saw his eyes open. He said, "I see." He said, "Oh, spit with an H." You know what I'm saying? Right. That's all you can say. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're really hurt. When you get knocked down, you never really hear, you go, "Oh, man, listen, let me get up." You know what I'm saying? But if you're hurt and you're like rumbling around, like when I got up and looked across the ring, there was 8 guys standing there. Mm. Whoa, which one am I supposed to fight?
That's a bad sign.
Eight guys. 3 referees.
3 referees.
There's only supposed to be 3 guys in the whole ring.
Yeah.
There's like
that's
14 or 11 into 13.
It's not a good sign.
No. Good. Hey, it showed that Ernie Chavez can punch. No doubt about that. But Jesse Rodriguez. So the odds are favoring Rodriguez here 2.5 or 3 to 1. Is that worthy?
I think it's probably fair because he's a super talent. There's no doubt about it.
Talent. Abdullah Mason is super talent.
I don't know yet. He's definitely talented, and this fight will tell because Noakes is solid. So he's a little more basic, but he's going to test him.
You know, I'm looking at the guys that he's fought. I haven't been all impressed with the guys that he's fought. And, of course, you know, the guys who are 28-4, 26-4. You know they're going to be 26-5. You know what I mean? In other words, the script is written. Boxing is not – I used to say this, and I said this once on television. I got in trouble for it. But boxing is not fixed. It's arranged. Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah. No, that'd be fair. That'd be fair.
I got in trouble for saying that.
I think – I mean, I'm sure there have been fixes, but I don't think it's
– I get in trouble. That TV world, I got in trouble.
It's just set up a certain way, isn't it?
Yeah, I tell you about the time I got in trouble in Reno.
No,
I Reno was a lesbian convention in town. Of course, they had the bowling convention going on. A bunch of lesbians at our hotel, the Aero Cortez Coast Hotel, right? So my broadcast partner, Hugh Millay, says to me, Pedro, what do you think of Reno? I go, Reno, where men are men, and so are a lot of the women. Okay, and that didn't go over too well with the Tourist and Visitors Authority. Sure, they went berserk because I had to televise the next night. That was a setup for the pay-per-view.
Okay, you set yourself up for trouble then.
Yeah, but then when I went to Little Rock, Arkansas, they said, Pedro, your dad's from Little Rock. What do you think of Little Rock? I said, thank God Grandma didn't miss that Greyhound.
Yeah, I've never been to Arkansas.
Oh, you ain't missed nothing.
I'd like to see it.
There's guys walking. I saw a guy walking. He was walking on a road, and then I took the wrong road. You know what I'm saying? I come back like 35 or 40 minutes later. He's still walking. There are no buses back there. No BART.
Yeah, no, it's not the middle of the city. That's for
sure. Without a doubt. Okay, back to this card on the 22nd. Of course, coming to us from Saudi Arabia, and of course, the Sheik is involved, and all these guys coming together. Is the Sheik good for boxing? Or does that remain to be seen?
Mixed opinions on that. Yeah, I mean, he's got too much control, but at the same time, these fights are being made, so. Finally, so.
You know, are the fights being made though? Because the fights I really want to see, and I don't know if I want to see Canelo fight the top guys. I don't want to. The Crawford fight is an enticing fight for me because of the fact that I think that Crawford has better skills, and I always like skills over thugness and ruggedness and that kind of good stuff. So I think he's skillful enough to win. But the bottom line is size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Plus, I read that I saw a picture of Crawford. Looks like he's trying to put on weight. You've seen that?
That would make sense, yeah. Because Crawford's going to be slowed down with that extra weight.
Look, Ray Leonard.
You were talking about Crawford coming in at 154 or something.
You don't think so?
I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that'd work either. Yeah,
but you think he'll put nickels in his pockets?
I don't know. I guess he'll come in about 165 or something. I would think that would make sense to me. But
you know, I don't know if personally, I don't think I'd weigh more than 160 pounds. I really wouldn't, because Canelo's going to be. You're going to beat Canelo with finesse. You're not going to beat him with brute strength.
Yeah, but can he move at that weight even for 12 rounds? Canelo's going to be on him, so.
Okay, what about my man Virgil Ortiz? I like Virgil. Virgil seems to be a guy that he's always exciting. I mean,
super smart guy as well.
23 and zip now, 21 knockouts. With Oscar De La Hoya is guiding him. Oscar says he's got a fight for him in November. I mean, he's looked pretty good with everybody he's fought. The Majumov fight, I mean.
I think he's going to lose that one, so.
You did, huh? I remember you said that.
Yeah. You know, but the last couple of fights, he really impressed me. I mean, that was a war with Bohachuk, but he's got a pretty good resume already.
Okay. Do you like Brian Norman?
I love Brian Norman. I think he's a great, great fighter.
Best
I think
fighter at 147?
Oh, for sure. I think he's going to do what they were talking about Boots doing. Everyone avoided Boots, but I'd like
You know the reason why they're inviting? They're avoiding Boots? Because they think it's a boot and they're going to get athlete's foot for a fungus. There's nothing to gain from that guy. He brought nothing to the dance to me.
Yeah.
Well, where's he from? St. Louis?
Really good fighter, but where's he from? Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, right? Yeah. I mean, you know, you feel the city of brotherly love. He don't bring that Philly tone.
I think he's just lacking a bit of flair, isn't he? Not in the ring, but outside. I think he's not really a talker, which is a good thing, really. But I think he's stepping up. I think Brian Norman Jr. is going to be sitting there waiting for all these light welterweights.
Okay, so is he going to whoop Devin Haney?
Yeah, I think it's a bad matchup for Haney. That's a bad match.
That's the best news I've heard in a long time. Say it again. It's a bad matchup for Devin Haney. I'm dancing the jig in here. Devin Haney fan club here. Everybody knows it. I'm the president of the Devin Haney fan club. Okay, I said, you know, Devin is a guy that was born in San Francisco, but he says he's from Oakland. Why? Because he wants to be black desperately. He does. Him and his clown father. I mean, his father's like the clown prince of boxing.
Yeah. I mean, I'll give him one thing. They'll fight anyone. And, I mean, this just shows it because I think they're totally underestimating Brian Norman. I really do.
So Brian Norman wins this going away?
I think he stops him.
Stops him?
Yeah. He's a great inside
fighter. Are you trying to imply that the chin of Devin Haney's not all that solid?
I don't think his chin's that bad.
Can you spell glass? Yes. D-E-V-O-N. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More with British boxing Harry Barry Rabbits after the break. We'll also go into a little special on Rudy Clay. Of course, the brother of Muhammad Ali, known as Rahman Ali, passed away this week at the age of 82.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When they say Sugar Ray Robinson was the greatest fighter pound for pound, meaning that I imagine if he was a heavyweight fighting the same style, he'd be the greatest. I would have to admit, I would have to say yes. I have his fight films, I've watched the film. That man was beautiful, timing, speed, reflexes, rhythm, his body, everything was beautiful. I say I'm the greatest heavyweight of all times, but pound for pound, I still say Sugar Ray Robinson was the greatest of all time.
Muhammad Ali, talking about the man that was born Walker Smith Jr. Of course, Sugar Ray Robinson, I met him in 1984 when Roberto Duran got brutally knocked out by Tommy Hearns. I was in shock, and he told me that Roberto Duran will go down as a greater fighter than Tommy Hearns. I go, he just got knocked out. I'm thinking, you know, Ray Robinson must be either he's drunk or he's punch drunk or something's wrong with him. And it turned out he was right, no doubt about that. Let me look at some of the history here brought to us by my house historian, Frank, 1961. August 7, 1997, Roy Jones regains the WBC light heavyweight title with a first-round knockout of a bum in Montel Griffin. And the Griffin made, let's take that back. Griffin gave bums a bad name. But the bottom line is Griffin wasn't much. Of course, August 5th, 1954, Matthew Saad Muhammad was born. Matthew Franken in Philadelphia. Of course, Matthew died on May 25th, 2014. His grave was left unmarked until John DeSanto, a boxing historian from the area, spearheaded a fundraising effort to provide him a headstone. More power to him, right on. Of course, August 4th, 1936, a guy that I sparred with, take that back, Barry sparred with him, Henry Armstrong became a world champion for the first time by defeating Baby Arzamenti, who Henry later named as the best of all his opponents at absorbing punishment. That's not a good thing.
Not really.
No, it's just lead into the mic. That's
not the idea.
That's not a good thing. And one more time, I want to mention this. I got one more thing. Pepino Cuevas knocked out Clyde Gray in two rounds. Cuevas' purse was $40,000 plus television money from Mexico, $35,000 back then, a lot of money. And, of course, Gray's purse was $12,500. Poor Clyde Gray. They threw him in with everybody, didn't they?
Yeah, he kind of had a tough resume.
He did, man. Yeah. He wasn't given a break at all.
Yeah, yeah. Some guys get all the luck, huh?
Okay. Now, let's go back in boxing history before before we talk further about what's going on currently. Of course, Rahman Ali died this week. Of course, born Rudy Clay back in 1943, the brother of Muhammad Ali. Of course, he was born 18 months after Muhammad Ali. So obviously, Mr. Cassius Clay Sr. was a busy guy, and so was Odessa Clay. I've talked about Clay's mother, Cassius Clay's mother, of course, but he had a bit of an identity crisis. The reason why I say that is he didn't know what to call himself for a while. First it was Rudy Clay, then it was Rudolph Valentino Clay. Well, talk about audacity or balls, changing your name to Rudolph Valentino Clay. It was Rudy. It was never Rudolph. It was Rudy. Then he changed it to Rudolph, and he put the Valentino in there because Rudolph Valentino was a great serious actor back in the days, so about like 50 or 60 years ago. Anyway, then he changed his name to Rahman Ali. I saw him in Atlantic City one time, and I walked up to him. I mentioned this a little bit earlier. Of course, I'm repeating myself, but I said to him, it's time to sit down with Ernie Shavers. And he goes, oh, my name is Rahman Ali. So we just cut that out of the TV and just kept going. Bottom line, just kept rolling. But Rahman Ali passed away this week at the age of 82. Here he is talking about his identity crisis back in the day.
I remember you fighting Chip Johnson, who was a pretty good fighter, Levi Ford, another fairly good fighter. How much time are you going to give yourself? I mean, are you on a timetable? How long before you're going to say, well, I've had enough of this and I really can't make it?
Well, not really, Bob. At this time, that's really a difficult question to answer. If I win this fight, more than likely I'll have another fight. If I win that fight, I have another one. To answer your question, I suppose I'll continue to fight until I'm defeated.
I'll tell you one thing. I noticed you're fighting under Rudy Clay, and I noticed your Muslim name was Rahman Ali, which you used for many years. Now, I guess, are you using your name, Rudy Clay, because you know this can help you through your brothers, perhaps going up the ladder?
Well, as I say, that's true. Rudy Clay fits more with fighting. I mean, people know me with that. They like to hear that name, and that's what I'm fighting as.
Rudy Clay sounds like a sellout there because, you know, he was like Rahman Ali this and he's going back to Rudy Clay. Was he having an identity crisis there, Barry, or what?
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be tough following in Muhammad Ali's shadow. So
yeah,
down
the stretch, he was he showed the residual effects of being Muhammad Ali's sparring partner.
Yeah, well, that would definitely happen, yeah.
Well, I mean, well, you think about this. All those guys, Ali had CTE, Joe Frazier had CTE, Ken Norton had CTE, Jimmy Ellis had CTE, Jerry Quarry had CTE, George Foreman and Larry Holmes seem to be the exception to the rules, and we don't know until they autopsy them after they're dead. But the bottom line is, yikes, those 15-round guys, they all ended up brain scrambled.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of heavy sparring, and they were bruisers. So the 70s was as tough as it gets for heavyweights, wasn't it?
It was, and you know, I remember, I can't think of his name right now, but he was a fringe contender, and he and his he had hired me to be a ring announcer over in Vallejo, California. It'll come to me in a bit. Anyway, he hired me to be a ring announcer over in Vallejo, California, and it came time to pay me, and he wasn't going to pay me, and his sons pulled out guns.
Okay.
This is typical boxing, man. I'm like, it's like $500. I can't think of how it's going to kill me. It's like $500, and he didn't want to pay up. And the bottom line is, you know, Top Rank ended up stepping in because they got me the gig. And okay. I'll give Top Rank props because Top Rank paid me the $500. But the bottom line is, they didn't want to pay me to pull out a gun.
Okay.
Bad night. It was a bad night.
You know,
the promoter, they didn't have an ambulance. You have to have an ambulance at every boxing card now. Yeah. So he didn't have an ambulance there, and it took him like 2 hours to get an ambulance there. So we're talking like 9:30, all right, when the card starts. It's like midnight, 12:30, 1 o'clock, and the card's not over with. Yeah. And I'm the ring announcer, right? I'm trying to keep things going. So I'm keeping things going. Like, we're there at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't get paid.
That's a bad deal.
That's balls.
Kind of shafted
there. Yeah, anyway, no doubt about that. The Manny Pacquiao week, Manny Pacquiao fight against Mario Berentis. I thought Mario Berentis should be arrested for impersonating a professional fighter.
Yeah, I didn't watch that whole fight. I was watching Bam instead. So, I'm surprised.
Well, he didn't try.
Yeah.
He's hugging. He did everything but copulate. There was no copulation, but outside of that, it was lots of love in that ring.
Yeah. No, I kind of...
tapping gloves.
You thought Pacquiao won as well, didn't you?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, I'd have to watch the whole fight.
And you know, he's 46 years old. The last thing I want is a guy 46-year-old boxing. I don't want a guy 46-year-old boxing because it ain't good.
No, he shouldn't be in the ring. Where's he going with it? Unless he wants the money.
Well, obviously, you know, his wife, Jinky, or whatever her name is, she got a facelift. She's here. She looked different now.
She looks good.
She looks like she's invested a few bucks in her. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, you know, I'm not trying to say her breasts are uplifted and all that kind of good stuff. But the bottom line is, Jinky knows how to roll with the coins.
Right. Okay.
And I think Jinky is the main motivator as far as money is concerned because, you know, what left does he have? He has nothing left to prove. Absolutely nothing.
No. And, where's he going with it? I think he's just trying to cherry pick a title there, wasn't he, for a little bit of history, but didn't quite work out for him.
Okay. Did you happen to see Emiliano Vargas last week?
I did, actually. Yeah,
42 seconds. Of course, the guy wasn't exactly the biggest heavyweight contender in the entire world, but Emiliano Vargas, he stole the show. He was on ESPN's Sports Center. He opened up the Sports Center. He was like the video. When's the last time a boxer's done that?
Yeah, it's been a while, I think. Yeah. Probably Belanga, probably. Knocking out all those first rounders.
He went 60-0 with 16 first-round knockouts. From that point forward, it was like downhill.
Yeah, it was kind of a weird little, he looked really heavy-handed in those early fights, and since then...
It doesn't look like he attempted to impose his will in certain fights.
Yeah, I think he's just lacking the IQ, isn't he, really? I think he's got the power, and I think he's got some skills, but I just don't think he knows how to put it all together.
He weighed 190 pounds against Canelo, and he couldn't do anything.
Yeah, I think he'd be better at a higher weight, to be honest with you. He's a big, big fella. So, what about Shearer's? How did you find that fight? I'm big on Hamza. He might be next for Canelo.
Okay. When you look at the current heavyweight situation right now, Oleg Usyk, of course, is a guy that exceeded all my expectations. I mean, he's never lost a fight as a professional, either as a cruiserweight or as a heavyweight. Cruiserweight should be called heavyweight anyway. But the bottom line is he has never lost a fight in his life. He came close to that Dubois fight the first time. Then he silenced Dubois by stopping him. And then he came back in this fight and here's what's up. Daniel Dubois only had one chance to win that fight. And that was to go in there and try to impose his will and with reckless abandon. And he didn't do it. Sort of like he waited for Usyk to kick his ass.
Yeah, he
should have. You feel me on that?
Should have come out bombing, but once he let Usyk get some kind of rhythm, it was over, really, wasn't it?
Like Marvin Hagler and Ray Leonard. Once you get the rhythm, once the rhythm gets going, it's hard to take it away.
And Hagler should have jumped on Leonard as well. Yeah.
Speaking of Hagler, I saw some quotes on him this week that he really wanted to punish Alan Minter. Alan Minter thought his spit didn't stink. And that kind of good stuff. Was that a bad rap, or was that just Hagler trying to create?
No, that was a bad vibe. Back in the day, back there. I mean, the whole event was kind of violent. There was a bad
but that was not reflective on Mentor in my mind.
No, but I think there was a pretty racist crowd there who was no doubt about that.
So, well, they were yelling the N-word a lot.
What's that, sir?
They were yelling the N-word a lot.
Yeah, exactly. It was kind of a bad...
Sort of reminds me of the time Ray Leonard and I are flying out of Vegas after a Tyson fight. Ray Leonard and I were, and I'm with J.D. Brown, his assistant, and we're sitting in coach. Ray Leonard's sitting in first class, of course, right? So anyway, I'm talking to the guy one seat behind me. You know, like there's one seat behind me and there's a seat between. So the one seat in between is occupied by these French guys. And they're calling me No Good Nugur. And I didn't know what they were saying. What's he saying, man? What's he saying? Nugur, Nugur, Nugur. And he's trying to get my, Nugur, you hear me? Nugur, Nugur, Nugur. And I didn't hear him because I didn't know what he was talking about. Once I found out he was saying the N-word, I got up and almost took a swipe at him, this and that. Right? Listen, these guys started all the crap, started all the spit with an H, right? Who do you think the marshals were waiting for in L.A.?
Ray.
Me!
Oh, you.
Yeah! I'm the air marshal, so I'm trying to save them, Ray.
The trouble.
The bottom line is, those guys, the people on the flight just shine on the fact what they did. Yeah. These French guys did whatever they did. And Ray came up to him, Ray comes up to the air marshal and says, listen, man, they were calling them, Nagurs, and you know what Nagur is? And the guy goes, no. He goes, and then Ray has to tell him, blah, blah, blah. And the guy goes, okay. So that went on for the entire flight.
Okay, that went on for the entire flight.
In fact, you know, the guy threw something. Something came over the seat. I didn't know what it was. I mean, it was all coming together later. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a little
problem on the flight there. And of course, they tried to detain me in Los Angeles and not the French guys. The French guys got off the plane. And they're laughing at me. They're going by Nagur, and they're still there. They're calling me the N word going out the door. And just bottom line, sounds like
a good flight.
Yeah, wonderful flight, no doubt about that. Now, if Canelo loses, is it the end of Canelo?
I think so. He might fight on. He seems to love fighting. So, I think it'll be a bad look if Crawford manages to beat him.
What do you mean a bad look? I mean, Crawford's a good fighter, bro.
He's a great fighter, but he's not a 168 pounder. That's for sure. So, I don't think he's going to win. I know.
Okay, Anthony Yardy got a standing chance November 22nd with David Benavidez.
I think it'd be a tough fight, but I think Yard always seems to come up short at the top level. So
how come I need Viagra to watch Xander Zayas?
Yeah, he's a nice all round fighter, isn't he? He's a tidy fighter, but he does seem to be a nice guy.
He gives you a little too nice approach. I mean, I want a guy that's going to go out there and step on somebody's foot and knock him down. I mean, in other words, you win at all costs.
Yeah,
and he sort of like was willing to box at all costs. Is that a way to put it? Good way to put it?
Yeah. He's not a. I think he's going to find it rough at the top.
22 and zip now, like 16 KOs. I don't know. I didn't get all that off on him. But, you know, he won by those scores. One score had him won, like 11-1 in rounds, 10-1, 10-2 in rounds, and 116, 112. I thought it was close, but I didn't think it was like 119, 109.
It was a pretty tough matchup, Rudy. It's kind of he just beaten Conwell, hadn't he? The other guys. So.
Dwight Qualley passed away this week. Of course, born Dwight Braxton, the former light heavyweight and cruiserweight champion of the world. A guy that was... I didn't give him a chance of winning those fights. He was so short. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, was he, and he still won. 5'6"?
5'6" on my. He still won.
And he had a great jab as well.
That was his key.
Yeah,
that was a key to him. He would out jab guys.
I think some guys like fighting small. It's like Nick Ball. I know you like Nick Ball, and he has a great little jab.
But poor Nick Ball, he can't punch, and he's going into these gunfights with a knife, and I just wish he had. Yeah.
He can punch a little bit.
Okay, let's go to this history buff before we go to a break here. Of course, Jorge Paez, August 4th, 1988, the last 50-round fight in Mexicali, Mexico. He beat Calvin Grove. I was there. It was a 50-round majority decision. It was a hell of a night, no doubt about that. And I think that they tampered with the canvas. What I mean by that is the canvas was about that thick, so Calvin Grove couldn't dance around. Straight up, only in Mexico. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you know, it's my theory that if Don King was born rich and white, he'd be Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump was born poor and black, he'd be Don King.
Tired HBO Godfather, Mr. Hall of Fame himself, Mr. Larry Merchant, of course, coming up on Ring Talk Live. World. And next week, we'll bring in the retired Godfather. We'll give him a couple of weeks off. We'll bring him in next week. Mosley Tama and Dillian White going August 16th on DAZN. Itama like 11-0 with 11 knockouts or something like 10 knockouts. Bottom line is Dillian White is a tough, tough veteran.
Yeah, I think it might be Dillian White's last fight, though.
Yeah, I think so, too. Nick Ball and Sam Goodman. Nick Ball, of course, a guy that can't punch. I wish he could punch, man. If he could punch, he'd be champion forever.
Yeah, I think he can punch a little bit. I mean, Sam Goodman can't punch much either, but I think Goodman's going to outwork him. I think he's going to out-hustle him. I think Goodman's been chasing Inouye, isn't he? He had to pull out a couple of times, so I think he's a good little fighter.
Back to the 12th. Outside of Canelo and Crawford in the main event, of course, it's not all that much of a card. Why do you think they're going to try to stack that? I mean, they haven't talked a whole lot about the undercard, and
I don't even know. I haven't even heard what's on the undercard. Yeah, I'm not too sure.
So back to Benavidez. Benavidez is going to roll over Anthony Yardy.
I don't know about that, but I think
we'll bet a little soda on that one.
What's that?
Bet a soda on that one.
Yeah, we could do. I don't think Yard's going to win. No, I think Benavidez wins, but I think it's going to be a firefight.
Yeah, right. He's going to win inside the distance. It's going to be I think he's a monster. He's on a roll right now. Mike Tyson and I are the only two guys on this planet that think he's the best fighter in the world outside of himself. But bottom line is David Benavidez has a whole lot to offer, no doubt about that. But the star, I think, in the upcoming heavyweight division, if Moses Aitana can beat Dillian White, he's going to be our star.
Yeah. I think he could beat almost anyone right now. I think it's just why rush him. I mean, he's only 20 years old, and once you're at that level, you can't really go back down. So, I would wait a little bit.
Barry Rabbits, the British boxing hair, has been my guest here. Good to have him in studio. The Impeccable One's been trying to get these mics together back and forth, and we're doing all kinds of crazy stuff in here. I thank you so much for tuning in to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 40 years, you're inside looking the world of boxing and MMA, of course. And this is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My producer is the outstanding, the Impeccable One, Mr. Bailey Peck. Thank him so much. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide for August the 3rd, 2025.